both of those. It's actually a combination of both of them. Yes. Yeah, I mean, we got a good football team. We won a lot of games. We must be doing something right, so we want to keep doing that at the same time. Each game you play at this time of year is more important. We've been saying that for the last month, so, or month and a half, whatever it's been. So as they ramp up, it's a shorter, you know, we're closer and closer to the finish line. It's a one-week season right now, so there's nothing to save it for. But everything you got into it, so there's definitely more urgency. But, you know, I don't think you want to get too far away from doing the things that you've been successful doing. So it's a bit of balance there. No, it's a long answer, but some of the things you need to think about are who's the receiver and who's the defender. And they're not all the same. So different players would use different techniques. They had different body types, different skill sets, and so forth. On your team that you're trying to release, and you're up against different players on the other side of the ball. Some guys are longer. Some guys are faster. Some guys are stronger. Some guys want to jam you. Some guys really don't. They just want to get in position off the line of scrimmage. And, you know, it's more of a position, it's a struggle for position than it is, you know, trying to like physically, you know, knock the guy down or something like that. So I think all those things come into play. And then, of course, you know, what route are we talking about? It's the difference between running a, you know, a deep vertical route and running a intermediate route, or running a some type of crossing route or something like that that doesn't really, you know, I don't think press coverage is that big of an advantage on. I mean, you know, it's because you're not trying to go through the defender. You're trying to, you know, get on one side or the other and trying to create leverage. What's the receiver split? What's the, you know, where's his help? Is it half help? Is it middle of the field help? So, you know, it's a long, much longer discussion than, oh, it's press coverage. It's, you know, all the other things involved too. And that's something that we talk a lot about, and the quarterbacks are also have to be aware of that. But it can change the timing of the route. So that's, you know, then it gets into the whole timing element. So a 16-yard route on air and a 16 route against competitive press coverage, it's not the same timing. It's just not. It's either you hold the ball longer, or that 16 route becomes a 12-yard route, or you know, it becomes a timing issue. Depend on the jam, too. Now, sometimes the guys get up there and they aren't able to jam the receivers, or they miss them, or so it's, you know, there's a lot of variables there, and they all come into play. That's where timing and execution is so critical.